Azure leaned over and he said, "You're making so many mistakes."
Quite right.
Well, good morning, all of you. I want to tell you a story about a pretty amazing person. His name was Jonah. Ever heard of Jonah? In your preschool, there was a boy named Jonah. I don't think that's what the story's about. I don't think he's in the Bible. Do you remember Jonah? Yes? Okay. Jonah, yes? Jonah got swallowed by a whale. That's all anybody ever remembers about Jonah, the poor guy. You're right. Jonah was this gentleman who was one of God's prophets. Yeah. Yes, he didn't obey what God said. Uh-huh. You know the whole story. That's great. You want to tell the story? You should tell the story. What he's saying is, Jonah was supposed to go on a boat to go see some people, which happened to be in Nineveh, and old Jonah, God said, "You need to go and you need to tell these people in Nineveh that they have to repent and turn to God." And Jonah said, "No way. I do not want to do that." And in fact, Jonah got on a boat and he went the other way. He turned around and went the other way. And do you know what happened? Pretty soon a storm came. Yes. A storm came and the boat was rocking and all of the sailors were seasick and unhappy and very afraid. And they got to looking around and wondering whose fault it would be that all this storm had come and that God was against them. And you know what Jonah said? "It's my fault. It's me. Why don't you just throw me overboard?" Jonah says. Then the whole thing will end. And the sailors were like, "No, you're a very nice person." He said, "Throw me overboard. I'd rather be thrown into the sea than have to go to Nineveh." And you know what they did? Threw him overboard. "See you later, dude." But God was having none of that. Because God said, "Look, you have to go to Nineveh." And so you know what happened? God sent a great big fish. As one of these biblical scholars in our first service said, it wasn't actually a whale. What it says in the Bible is that it was a great big fish. And we all know that a whale is not a fish. Fine. So a great big fish came and swallowed, spit him out onto dry land. And there he was. And he ended up taking, as you very rightly said, Max, another boat. And he ends up in Nineveh. And God says, "Look, dude, you have to tell these people because things are not going well in Nineveh. You've got to go and tell them to repent." And he's thinking they're never going to do this because the people in Nineveh were not nice people. It was a big city that took 3 whole days to walk across. You could walk across Oahu in 3 days. It's a big city. And old Jonah only got a third of the way through the city. And you know what the people did? He was walking around saying, "Repent, repent, change your ways." And you know what they did? Killed him. No, that's what they did with the other prophets. See, you know your Bible because you know that's what they do with prophets. But this time, they repented. He hadn't even gotten through the whole city, and they already repented. And Jonah was mad. Well, what does repent mean? Any idea? Well, let's see if we can figure it out. Repent is a word that's really important. So we have to do another little thing, right? We don't want to be bored. Stand up. Stand up. Get in a line. We're going to learn about repentance. Are you ready? Wait. Don't go anywhere yet. Are you going to lead this train? You can. It's fine. Everybody ready? In a line? Repent means that you're going in one direction. And so off we go. We're all doing our thing. Everybody's having their own fun. Everybody having fun?
No.
You think you're not having fun? Wait till we get to Easter Vigil. Come on. God says, you're all going your own way, doing your own thing, and then God says, repent! God says, what?
Repent!
Boring! God said,
repent!
And you know what they did? They turned around the other way, and they went back. Lead us back. Repent means simply to turn around and go the other way. Old Jonah tried to turn away from God, and God said, repent, and Jonah turned around. Well, so did the people of Nineveh. That's what's so great about this story. The people of Nineveh turned around, and they went back to where they were supposed to go. And do you know what God did? The people of Nineveh repented, and so did God. God had said, look, if they don't repent, I'm going to destroy the whole city. But God didn't destroy the city. Everybody repented. The fact is, it doesn't have it in our reading, but even the goats and the camels and the horses repented. That's what it says. Everybody repented, even the critters. And God was overjoyed.
Even the bunkers.
Now, what do you think old Jonah did? When all of, even the whale, yeah, the fish said, I will not eat any more prophets. Right? So what do you think Jonah did? Yeah, you would think that he would want them all to turn around and listen to God, but you know what? He was mad that everybody had repented. But that's what I said. What's wrong with him? But that's another story. That's for later. So what I want you to remember is that when God calls us to repent, God calls us to turn around and to love one another and take care of one another. Sometimes we're off on our own thing and we forget that God calls us to be God's people. So that's the story of Jonah, at least the first half of it. And God sent Jonah, called Jonah to the people of Nineveh. And God calls you to these people today. So thank you. You guys can go back to your places.